are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Dina and Greg Show. I'm Greg Potter.
And I'm Dina Martinez.
From New York, that is Dina Martinez.
And live from New York, honey, live from New York.
Oh dear, how's your trip going so far?
So far, so good. I've had a really good time. I've been drunk most of it. Yay!
Last night at the piano bar, I've got some texts. So, I've got some texts from the piano bar last night for evidence.
Yes. Oh,
you
no.
Drunk slut.
Please
That's
don't read them.
Anyway, right now I am in the studio with the Queers of Comedy, with Teddy and Mikey from the Queers of Comedy. Hi, boys.
Hello. Hi, Dina.
Hi, boys.
Hi, Dina. We miss you.
Hi.
And then we've also...
It's you.
And then we've also got Amelia Brown.
Hello.
In from Minneapolis.
Woohoo, hey. Midwest.
Ooh, hey, Amelia.
Hello.
She's gonna make it after all.
That's right.
So, guys, how's your weekend going?
It's tiring, though, but fun. It's been a fun-filled weekend, yes.
It's fun now.
Yay.
Yeah,
and then I got to
see
the cute liquor guy downstairs.
Oh, God.
Hello, cute liquor. Oh, yeah, the one with the tank top.
Oh, my God.
With the cigarette behind his ear. Oh. I saw him, too.
I was like, I'll take it.
He was below
a liquor Dina, guy downstairs.
Dina, he was below the sign that said shish kebab.
I did want a kebab.
Dina, he's right up our alley, girl.
So
he can go right up my alley, honey.
Dina, you just saw Coco Chanel. How was it? Dina, you just saw Coco Chanel. How was it?
Oh, my God. You know, it was really good. Audrey Tautou just kills me. She's an incredible actress. It was a little dry for what I wanted. And, you know, because we're all conditioned to be like, entertainment. And it was really good. It was substantial, but it was a little dry. But it was a beautiful movie.
What do you mean by dry?
Like, it seemed kind of slow. And it was interesting, the evolution of her life, but it was kind of just like, hi, I want a musical
couture.
Number here.
I want couture. I need couture. I need a musical number in a Chanel power suit. Why? Where is that? Because it takes...
Exactly.
It's her life before Chanel.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And it was really interesting. The ending left something to be desired for me, but it just didn't tie it up like I wished it would have. But it was a beautiful movie. It was gorgeous, and there her love interest in it. Oh my Jesus!
Was that
Boy
Capel? Is that him or?
Yes, something like that. I'm like, ooh, honey, touch me.
Did he look like the guy from the liquor store?
I don't know. I haven't seen the guy from the liquor store.
I should have taken a picture and texted you.
I know. We should have texted you.
And it was just a thought. In my
I'm
mind,
all, yes.
And then Mikey brought him up, and I was like, I know exactly who you're talking about. I saw the, what did we do yesterday? I moved all weekend. It sucked.
Well, that's amazing.
But thankfully,
oh,
I got
honey.
To go pick up Amelia. We seriously moved until 12:30 on Friday night. Ugh. And then I was late to pick up Amelia at LAX and then came back and started, and I had a work meeting. And then Amelia after that went back to moving and I just...
Amelia, did he have you waiting outside that little arrival area?
No, he was very nice and called ahead of time.
Oh, that's good. So
yes.
You went to the bar.
She's being polite.
That's what I would
Something
say.
Like that.
Atta girl.
We actually, after we dropped off the U-Haul yesterday, I said, I just want margaritas. So we went to, there's this fun little, the cantina on Vermont Street. What the hell is the name? Anyway, we sat there on the patio and drank.
Agave.
Agave, yes. Agave Cantina. And sat there.
Mama loves it.
Oh,
Mama
I know. You and I
agave.
Get hammered there. Anyway, sat on the patio, and I'm like, let's drink. This bitch here only drank two drinks.
First of all, I'm not a bitch. Second of all.
I'm a what? How dare you?
Yeah. And so then we also had a little thing with the margarita, one of the ones I had on the patio. Had Malibu in it, like totally tastes like coconut.
And they did not believe us.
Like, it was the weirdest. I'm like, I'm not making this up.
So they weren't good margaritas?
Most of them were good.
The actual margaritas were good. The ones that they gave Greg with coconut in it was something else.
Yeah, it was cloudy, no lime. Like, It was obviously not a margarita.
And a margarita.
Then the owner came by, or the manager, and he was so like sympathetic, but we could both tell like he didn't care. He just had to make sure it was okay.
I hate when that happens. I love when they give you like flawless service.
Yeah, and
like, you know,
and
you don't like it. Oh my God, here's another one and four drink tickets.
Exactly.
And then, Mexican restaurant.
Hello.
And then our server, she screwed up on our order and did nothing right. Like she ordered steak fajitas and I ordered a shrimp quesadilla, and she brought out chicken fajitas and steak and shrimp fajitas. Oh my God.
It's and, like the drive-thru.
You know, but I have to. I do have to say that we don't really go there for the service or the intelligence of the servers.
Yeah. What do we go there for?
The drinks.
The strength of the drinks. Well, and there's a couple of hot boys that walk around. I'm okay with it. Mama want a little picture.
You should have forgot the name. We just sat here and trashed the place. It wasn't agave. It was shabave.
It was shish. Kebab.
Like the guy from the liquor store.
I served. Okay, I'm going to vent about this.
You vent.
I worked in a Mexican restaurant. And I had.
We've never been to your Mexican restaurant. Never. And we've never talked about it on the show ever.
Never.
Ever.
It's never.
Because we never never drink at your place.
We can't say the name, but it reminds us of Schmerix.
No, so I had.
We weren't there last Friday.
Two Australian women for happy hour. And they asked for a Patron pitcher. And they thought it would be $15. Now, does
what?
That... Yes, thank you.
Well, you
obviously,
have,
it's not...
You have $15 pitchers?
House pitchers during happy hour.
And then they went, can we have Patron? And you were like, well, if that's what you want. And then they were like, what the heck is this $15?
Yeah, and then they're like, why isn't it
$15? How much is a Patron pitcher?
It's $42.
I was going to say, we've never had a $15 pitcher there. Like,
no.
I'm like...
You've had four $15.
That's just reminding me of this guy. I had this guy come in once, and he goes, I'll have the Cavassier XO. And so I give it to him, and he's like, $25? And I'm like, yes, it's Cuvassier XO. He goes, I'm like, it's $25. He goes, it's $7 at the club. I'm like, you ain't getting XO then.
They ain't giving you XO, baby.
Mikey, I have to ask you, last Friday, was Rupert Everett in your restaurant?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Because when we came in last Friday,
he was right next to us.
Dina swears to God that Rupert Everett was right next to me. And
he was with
a couple semi-famous people, but it was not Rupert Everett. Dina, I had to ask him because he would have known if he was in the
rumor has it that he had like so much plastic surgery that it doesn't even look like him anymore.
Oh, this guy looked older though.
Like, that was him.
Did he have a lot of plastic surgery, Ms. Martinez? You would tell me, girl. I know you would know.
How many portrayals?
I almost confused him with. God damn it, never mind, it's gone.
See, you just stepped on that damn joke.
I had a name, it's gone.
Okay.
Y'all, I drank most of my brain cells away this weekend. However, I looked really cute in a pencil skirt and men's shirt going to the Metropolitan in high heels. If any of you know, it was very sexy in the city. However, wearing high heels in the city walking around is not cute.
It's neither sex nor the city.
Did you wear out those new heels that we bought last weekend?
Did you wear out the new heels that you guys bought last weekend?
Did you break them in?
Yes, I did break them in. And they broke my feet in.
I don't know how you
walk. Did you leave them in a Trix house?
I do not know how you walk in heels. I cannot do it. I got a bunch.
I really like
He's
them.
Lying. He does it flawlessly.
No, it takes me forever. I have to practice.
Grossing you, please.
So, if you're just starting to listen or just tuning in or listening on your internet on your computer, this is the Dina and Greg Show. If you want to call in, the number is 818-602-4929. I am exhausted, girl, so don't even laugh at me. I hear you.
I'm like, listening in on your internet.
So, I would like to speak something, to start out with something that's very near and dear to my heart. And, you know, if I were ever to get a dog, it would be a Pomeranian, you know, and I know none of you can see me, but Dina, you know what I'm about to do. They prance. They're little prancers.
They're the gayest
they
dog.
They are.
They are the gayest dog in life.
The gayest dog in the world.
Well, Judge Brooke Peterson in Aspen, Colorado, kicked one out. She actually kicked a Pomeranian out for biting and disobedient behavior.
But she kicked a Pomeranian out of the city?
out of the city.
Wait, she told the owner.
She told the owner, you have to take your dog out of the city. She kicked the dog out of the city, or else she'll put it to death.
She must have been a drag queen Pomeranian because the officials will tear you up.
What color was the Pomeranian?
You know, this dog shit on the floor, and Judge Peterson was not happy about it.
She was Latin.
She kicked her out. And that Pomeranian just pranced over to Colorado Springs.
Hello.
She went to the casino up there.
Or to Trinidad, where she got a sex change.
Oh, that's... Well, hey, let's talk about that right now. There was an article in Out.
I'm all segue. Trinidad.
Out had... Yeah, you have to just read it, Dina, if you haven't seen it. But Out had that, and then... Wait, were you going to say something?
No.
Oh.
I was looking at my manicure, actually.
And then on the cover... And Donatella Versace was on the cover of Out.
Yes, she was.
She came out
looking pumped and prodded. I am not mad at her.
About her new plastic surgery.
She came out.
So, anyway, there was a 19.2-pound Indonesian baby born. How crazy is that?
Oh, I saw that baby.
19 pounds.
Did you see the picture they put it next to, like, an average newborn?
Oh, no, I didn't see that one.
They have a picture of... Because you're just showing the baby. How big was it?
19.2
okay,
pounds.
If you just saw the baby, you would have been like, oh, he looks like Samoan. But they had it next to another baby.
Old.
Yeah, and it was like, oh, my.
That baby ate a baby already.
Oh, my God.
It was like a munchkin next to the Jolly Green Giant.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But how did that come out? Did they do a C-section?
It was a C-section,
It had
yeah.
to have been.
Yeah.
Did you see that baby?
Honey, because...
Yeah,
trust me, there's no way I would be pushing that through anything.
The mother is diabetic. I did get that out of the article. But yeah, just a huge baby. Like huge baby.
What causes huge babies? Like,
that's what I'm asking. I don't
understand. Mama drinking milkshakes.
muscle milkshakes.
Mama drinking muscle milkshakes.
Well, the picture that I saw, the baby looked like a cabbage patch
muscle
doll.
Milk.
Yeah, the baby was huge.
That poor baby.
I was born underweight. I was the only baby that gained weight in the hospital. I got in the paper for that.
Honey.
At least you're in the paper.
Spell my name right.
That baby will still have lots of love. Plenty of love.
Yeah, I don't think the baby's going to grow to be gigantic. I just think, you know, he's going to grow into himself and just be.
We all work in our baby fat. Eventually.
Sorry,
the biggest reason I would be jealous is because that fucking baby's getting more PR than we are.
I know. That baby was on the front page of Yahoo.
Hello.
Bitch.
How can a trainee get on the front page of Yahoo?
How dare. Did you see the little single babies? That little baby that watched the single ladies? That's like a big viral video right now. Did you see that?
I haven't seen it, but I'm fucking dying to. Everybody's talking about it.
Single babies is adorable.
Just talk to me, you are.
I got jealous of that, too.
Is the baby
I was like,
dancing?
Yeah, but the baby's sitting on standing at a coffee table in a cute little diaper, and you can see he's in front of this giant screen, and Beyonce's doing her thing, and the baby is mimicking it, and he is like, yeah, I got jealous. Because I parodied the single ladies video. It didn't go viral like that thing did. Maybe I should have wore a diaper.
Honey, that would have been a whole different video.
That's a different thing.
That would go up on XTube. Under fetish.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay, well, Puma.
Now, I do, while we're on the Beyonce thing, did you guys see this week's episode of Glee?
Oh, yes.
Oh, duh. Yeah, why didn't we? We didn't talk about that.
Aw, the cute little homo. Uh-huh. I'm like, all right, Miss Lady.
Miss Lady did a good job, too.
That was, oh, my God.
She did, didn't she?
All I have to say is the only reason I slept with you because I was drunk off wine coolers and I was feeling fat that day.
That show's genius.
It really is.
Yeah, that show's genius.
This week's amazing. I forgot about it. Yes. Okay. Now I'm completely lost.
Puma.
Movie. I'm going to talk about Puma now. Are we going to talk about Puma?
Naked men.
That's all I've said. I'm sick of watching the stock market tank along with your livelihood. Well, Puma might not be able to do much about the global economy, but thanks to the sportswear brand just launched Puma Index website, at least a nearly nude man or woman will be able to console you as your money goes down the drain. Puma, thank you.
Yes, lady.
Wait, so what are they doing? They are
Puma
using...
is just
and using naked
doing what
West
Hollywood's been doing for 9 years.
And like, Abercrombie and Fitch.
The industries that aren't failing right now are the porn industries.
And the bars.
And the bars, yes.
You still got to wait in line to get into a bar.
What'd you say?
From personal experience, the porn industry is highly affected. However, it is not crippling.
Because when you're in an economic depression...
Girl, you still have a job. Is that what you're saying? You still have a job? Is that what you're saying?
I still have a job. Thank you.
Thank God. I'm wiping my brow right now.
You can go to shemalecandy.com.
Shemalecandy.
Speaking of porn, a Fyad teacher in Harvey Grammar School in Folkestone, England, has been fired for doing photo shoots obtained... Oh, wait. 25-year-old Sam Hanley teaches physical education.
That's hot.
And he also, according to photos, of course, in school, has appeared in gay porn. Well, I first
Wait,
saw
porn?
This. Gay porn.
We have to
I
Google
first
it.
Appeared, that I saw this on, it's on advocate.com. I first saw it, and then I was
Do
like.
They show pictures?
I figured, no pictures. I assumed it was going to be a lesbian porn.
Oh,
like,
that's so funny.
And then I saw him, and he's cute. Pull up a picture
of
him.
I'm trying to find him.
He is kind of cute. He's very like 1995, like
dark hair?
Tall, spiky blonde hair.
Oh, blonde.
But he's cute.
I imagine, I mean, like, you know, Jack Wrangler.
A couple beers, I'd let him have me.
Oh,
a
my
couple
goodness.
Beers.
A couple sips.
Mommy. She said a couple of beers, please. 5 minutes.
On that article.
What?
Read the last line of that article because it cracked me up. Maybe I misunderstood it.
Hanley was suspended from school pending further investigation. When talking to reporters about leaving the school, Hanley said, I don't pose for anything pornographic. I was just holding it.
I
was just holding it.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's hot.
Well, I don't even get that. Like, I wasn't posing. I was just
it
holding
totally
it.
It totally is setting.
No, that's so hot. I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
That's just sad.
Oh, that's like, hot. I saw a guy holding it on the subway.
And did you help him?
What's funny is
I didn't.
I'm looking at Amelia right now, and she's heard our show a million times, but I don't think she really knew what she was getting herself into. At
no, moment. Lord, please forgive me. This is crazy. I would not want that man or the man on the subway teaching kids. I work in a school. Stay away from the kids. Protect those children.
And
he can do whatever he wants in his own time.
He wasn't doing nothing. He was just holding it.
Hold it away from the kids.
Wasn't holding it in front of the students.
No, he said.
Or was he?
I mean, he said, point it in another direction.
So
in my direction. No,
that would be due north, I think.
I think so. Tranny North. What?
Being that you up in New York and everything.
Oh, my God. My real name is Anna.
Anna
Smith.
We're here in the studio with Anna Smith. She is a skinny white girl.
That's right. Blonde hair, blue eyes.
She's atoning for her sins right now.
She's the president of sorority.
Oh, I love it.
So, okay. They think they found a vaccine for HIV in Thailand. Their biggest concern, though, is that how obviously being a virus, that it's going to mutate so quickly that they'll have to have different vaccines for different areas of the world. So that's what I saw. But I just want to. Sorry, that was such a.
That brought the laughter to a screeching halt.
Okay, that's what I got.
But it's
inspiring, right?
No, it is very inspiring. But that's what's so scary about the disease. What's so scary is it just mutates into something else. And I had read that it worked on some strains of it, but not others.
Uh-huh.
And it's just so crazy and complex that.
And then they're going to start identifying as the Thai HIV virus, and then the U.S.
There's a lot of strings of HIV virus.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's crazy.
So it's called halt. Anyway, so we'll stick with serious just for a moment, and then we'll
That's
go on.
Fine.
Okay.
Measure
submitted to dump California gay marriage ban. There's obviously three main. There's the Equality Network, and then there's the Love, Honor, Cherish. They all want it to be repealed at different times. I don't know what you guys think about this, but Love, Honor, Cherish wants it this November. And the idea is just to change the wording to say institutions would not be required to perform same-sex unions if it conflicts with their beliefs.
I felt that from the beginning, that the wording should have been changed.
Definitely.
But I don't understand why we have to wait till 2010.
That's how I feel,
It doesn't even rhyme.
What?
You know, no hate in 2008. Now we say, no hate in 2010. It's boring. Got to say something like...
More men in 2010.
More men in 2010. Mikey, good one.
You like that?
I was just holding it. Yeah, Dina liked that one.
So, but really, just, and it would be for our benefit, statistically wise, like, for our benefit to get it now when there's going to be less of the opposition voting, just to get it done and over with again.
And like,
it might be financial. I mean,
what has to happen now for that to actually happen in November? I mean, November is 2 months away. Can it happen that quickly?
It can, as long as, because they've got enough signatures.
Right.
It should be able to happen, because with California, you just need the signatures. You don't need it to be pass right, anywhere. Right, you just need signatures.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
See, this is my thing with same-sex marriage the whole time. I believe that everyone should have this equal right under our government.
Right.
I understand if a lot of religious institutions don't want to do it, but that's religion, and we are supposed to have this whole separation of church and state. But that's not the actuality of what's going on right now. It's mostly seems like that the religious institutions are being involved in policymaking, which I have a strong aversion to, especially since it affects people just having the same rights as everyone else.
That's absolutely, amen.
Completely.
I mean, true.
And every religion was basically founded off of them trying to not be pushed into something else by another religion. So then they get their own religion, and then they're going to try to push their beliefs onto someone else.
Doing it.
So it's just a
full circle.
I say vote for Dina Martinez, Congresswoman, 2010.
We're going to get you a Chanel suit, honey. See you up on that soapbox.
And it will be vintage Chanel.
Don't worry, we'll hide the porn.
Totally.
We'll pull your hair back in a chignon. You'll be flawless.
Especially, totally that. Since I met my my Vanderbilt doctor this weekend, Dina Martinez Vanderbilt will be yes. running for Congress.
We're going to have to make big signs, all them wording. Dina Martinez / Vanderbilt.
Tell me how we to won't spell have it,
no,
sweetie.
We won't have no room for vote four.
Vote That's okay, Martinez, as long Vanderbilt. As it says Dina Martinez Vanderbilt.
Married lady.
Then we're good. Everybody's like, why are there pictures of her name everywhere? We don't understand.
Yeah, just says Dina Martinez.
What is she doing?
We should do that anyway. We should just do that anyway.
I would love to do that. The Dina Martinez Vanderbilt campaign.
Let's just put them on all the medians. Wherever the yes on like the 8 signs were, we'll replace it with just Dina Martinez Vanderbilt. You'd have the Latina
and
vote,
the
honey.
Vanderbilt and the Vanderbilt send a cease and desist.
Yeah,
Stop using our name in vain.
Oh, that is good.
So Kirk Cameron's was on 365gaynews.com.
Yawn.
And exactly.
What?
Because he Kirk Cameron, whose last decent project was Growing Pains,
yeah, 300 years ago.
That show wasn't that all that. Is taking Darwin's the Origin of Species and saying that it's basically causing, or it's causing atheism, like.
But you know,
it's the base of atheist.
What is he? Isn't he a priest now or something? Or he's a what?
He's a preacher and he's a televangelist. He's on the TBN network, which is the same network as that girl with the pink hair.
Oh, I love her, Jan. I call her Jan the Man. That's Jan the
Jan
Man.
All crowds, I love her. Crying every day.
Oh, I love her. Her voice is gorgeous. She should go on American Idol. I love her.
Right?
I don't even know who this is.
She's got that big pink hair.
I have no idea.
Oh my God!
I love pink hair. But
no, you've got to see her. She's actually sweet in appearance and in voice. But then the things that come out of her mouth, you're like, oh, lady. She's Tammy Faye Baker times 6.
Sweetly, but you're an evil, horrible bitch.
She's Tammy Faye Baker times 6. She's like, times 666.
Ooh.
It's totally that.
I don't even know.
She kind of took over the Tammy Faye Baker issue back then.
She did. I think she's crazy.
It's that niche.
The other day she prayed for one of their towers that were down in due to the flooding in Georgia. Let's pray for the tower. I'm like, 300 people lost their lives in that flood, Jan, and you praying for a tower? Bitch, fix
you know,
that hair.
The worst,
she looks like a Pomeranian.
Reach those people that are still alive in that area.
Right. That tower has to go up. Pray for us. Send us money for the tower. Are you kidding me? But I do find myself flipping the channels and just stopping on her, though.
Can I just tell you guys the funniest thing? Greg was telling me all about kind of what we were covering tonight, and I got Kirk Cameron and sex change, and it was like 50 words, and I was like, are you
even
speaking
English?
She was
going up to get on the subway. She was about to get on the subway, underground.
She was like, oh my God, Kirk Cameron's getting a sex change?
That's the poster we should make. Scratch Dina Martinez Vanderbilt. Just put Kirk Cameron sex change everywhere.
Kirk Cameron sex change.
Damn her!
What would Candace think?
Oh, Candace Cameron was my big crush, TV crush when I was little.
But I could see you would be a cute couple, though, actually.
Oh, I loved Kirk Cameron before. I don't know much about him now, but show me that smile again. I thought he was cute.
Oh, yeah, that smile.
Yeah.
But have you guys been to his website?
No.
The Jesus website?
I'll tell you, Miss Amelia, he still has a cute ass.
Oh Lord, I said smile. Can you hear? Is your phone right?
Oh, that smile.
No, I was raising another topic.
Wait, no.
He's got a cute ass. And 7 inches. Thick.
Oh, my God.
Did I go there? I just
Mike Siever. Come on now.
Yeah, I didn't hear that. I think my microphone is not working.
What were you saying about his website?
Oh, he has God website, the Jesus website.
He does?
And it's kind of weird because you click, it loads, and then it's like he's walking at you telling you about God.
And then you load.
Can
you,
he's going to walk out of the camera.
Can you
with
pull,
his 7 inches.
Can you pull up? And I'm, you
no,
can't.
It's not working.
Oh, darn it. We want to see him coming at us.
Oh, dear.
I surely do. Honest. You know, I mean, it's my sitcom fantasy.
No, really?
But now you feel bad kind of like, you know, thinking about him while you're doing your own thing, you know?
Tony Danza was my sitcom fantasy.
Yeah, it would be.
He was one of mine too.
Oh, how many did you have, Miss Dina?
A lot.
So wait, who's your current sitcom fantasy?
I was a Christian at the time. I had a lot of fantasies and didn't think about them.
Mine's the lead of Glee. I'm in love with him, the teacher.
Oh yes.
Oh,
he's
fucking hot.
He's cute. I'm kind of into that little mohawk boy on there.
He's
so it's all Dina,
well, he's into the Dina's Cougars, baby.
Like a cougar.
What are you saying? I'm 27. Fuck you.
Sorry. I said and they all looked at me like I was the teacher. I'm going to move on. Are you okay with that, Dina?
Please do.
Okay.
I'm just here for comedic comic relief.
She's here for comic relief.
Spanish Matador to advertise gay drink on Cape. So in Madrid, there's this a little known Spanish matador is breaking with a scared tradition. He agreed to advertise on his cape while slaying bulls. That does not make sense. He decided to lay on his cape for a drink that's geared toward the gays, basically.
Have you seen their outfits?
Does his cape say that drink or he took a
picture? I think the drink is on the cape.
Oh, well, that's fine. That's endorsements. I mean, yeah, it's on their capes. And what's a gay drink?
It's a soft drink
it's
that caters.
Pink and fizzy.
Yeah.
It's a soft drink that caters to the gays. What is a soft drink that caters to the gays? Like Mr. Pibb?
Yeah, a tab. I need a tab.
Ooh,
I want a
diet.
I need a tab.
With vodka.
No, I meant I need my tab. I gotta go.
Yes, he'll be here all night.
Ba-dum-bum.
Ba-dum-ski.
Oh, and what, people are up in arms about it? Why? Because he's like a macho matador?
Oh, I read more. I'm now reading more. I'm sorry.
Okay, let's hear.
Yeah, let's hear more.
Matador Ortega will be plugging a club scene energy beverage called Gay Up.
That's a gay drink.
And have those words embroidered into his cape in large red cursive letters.
Oh, I love it. I'm all for it. Gay up. Post gay up.
I think that's excuse me, post-op. But can I have a Midori and a gay up?
I think this should be our new theme for our party on Friday.
But they should
gay up.
They should sponsor your show. Brought to you by Gay Up.
Like 7 Up, but Gay Up.
Wait, is the matador gay? We don't know.
We don't know.
Is the bull gay?
The bull's probably gay.
If the matador is gay, that's hot. I think matadors are really hot. And those skin-tight, silky, bedazzled
pants. I've had beef with matadors, okay? I was in Madrid, and I went to see one of these things. And on one of them, the bull won. The bull kicked the matador's ass, and he had to, be escorted off.
Uh-huh.
And they just sent a new one. Don't you think you should let the bull go after that?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Well, I kicked your ass.
That's a bunch of bull.
That's a bunch of bull. But they do donate the meat. They donate all the bull meat to homeless people.
It's brutal. I think they should donate the matador.
Hello.
I'll take some of his meat.
Oh, dear. So did...
I've got a charity cause for you. I mean,
His name is Senor Ortega.
Ortega.
Isn't that like
the salsa?
He gets salsa on me, baby.
So did you?
Kurt Cameron would not be happy with this conversation.
Not at all.
No, he would not.
So did you see the cover of Attitude, Dina?
Attitude, no.
The cover is your boy Daniel Radcliffe.
Ooh.
And it's this whole article on him. Like, it starts off, Daniel Radcliffe has a secret. But really, it's just this ambiguous story that just, is he gay or is he not? Like, really? And he talks about his friendliness towards gays and Equus and, you know, his 10 minutes of nudity at the end of it and all this stuff. But, well, you know, Harry Potter, come out wherever you are.
Harry Potter.
Wait, right? Who's the one?
We got to... just got a press release not too long ago about him doing something with the Trevor Project. So, I mean, whether he's gay or not, which, don't get me wrong, I would lick it, but I'm very happy he's doing things for, you know, to help the community, and among other things. I mean, I just think it's very noble. And if he wants to take his clothes off for me, I'm fine with that.
You know, he's gonna, you know, that's what he's going to do for the cause.
Well, that's great, because younger people look up to him, you know. Yeah. So to see him do that, that's very impressive.
My nephew adores
that's, it
him.
Was for the youth issue.
Yeah.
It was totally.
And especially since the Trevor Project is really such an important charity right now, or, you know, cause. It's just really a great thing to see.
Yay. He's done a lot. Like, it's a good article to read. It's a good interview to read.
How's he look on the cover?
He looks fantastic.
Is he naked?
No, he's not naked. Damn, it's the youth issue.
Oh.
No, like, one's Clive Owen in Instinct, or not in Instinct, in... What the hell was he on the cover of this month? Anyway, no, he's got like four layers of clothing on.
What
details.
It's fall. It's fall.
But still, it's Clive Owen.
I know, like, that's what I was thinking. I was like, it is fall.
It's fall. It's you.
He's but layered. He's gorgeous. He's so gorgeous. Issue. And he's in a new movie called For the Boys or something. Well, that was the Bette Midler movie, but...
So
The Boys Are Coming, which, you know, I think that might be a...
The Boys Are Coming.
X-rated version, but...
Four Boys Are Coming. That's the name of the movie.
Musical.
The musical.
Wait, who's the bucktooth kid from Harry Potter?
With the long reddish hair?
The nerdy one. He's not like one of the main three kids, but he's like, goes to the school and he's kind of rat, looks like a rat.
Yes. What is
the
name?
Do you know what I'm talking about? He has a jerk-off video out.
Oh, he does.
Like, that was
your mouth.
Yes, he does.
It's not him.
Yeah.
Send me the link.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not saying I've ever seen it, but if you were to look on
No,
YouTube,
I'm not.
Too,
send me the link.
This is like a children's film, right? Like Harry Potter?
Not,
children's
well,
film.
Yeah, teen, young teen. Young,
so
young.
I don't think that's a good example. Why
young
would he do that?
Girl teen.
People grow up. Look at Britney Spears.
Girl, I'm not complaining.
Oh, see, true. You might complain a little bit. I mean, there's definitely.
Wait,
like,
now how did you find this link? How did you find this link?
If you like XTube. Harry Potter nudity.
Is that what you X-tube? Do you X-tube Harry Potter nudity?
No, I don't know how I found it. I found it on one of those.
Mikey, you're so red right
reality
now.
Reality sites.
You are so
I was,
red
well,
right
what
now.
What I was looking for was naked photos of Jeff from Big Brother. Because, you know, sometimes you have naked screen caps from Big Brother.
And oh, honey. Yes,
Mikey,
ma'am,
you're going to get kicked out of the Queers of Comedy. You're not allowed to look at that stuff.
I'm sorry, Kirk.
You have to look at wholesome, clean things.
Like, trust me, I don't want to look at the Harry pigs. Potter kid.
So, and Attitudes also, they had an article on the top 100 things that you should do when you come out of the closet.
Oh, this should be good.
And so there were a few interesting things, like the basics, like get your head around it and find a friend and, you know, get on with it, like deal with it. But then there's little things like lock yourself indoors and with a stack of John Waters films and under your breath say, I don't have to like Madonna. I don't
that was
have to
in
like
there?
Madonna.
That was in there?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And there was like...
We should have wrote that.
Go see like Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Kissing Twice. Jessica Stein, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, obviously Queer as Folk. Uh-huh. And then it gets into like, make friends with boys that you don't fancy. Uh-huh. decides which Sex and the City character you are. fuck the rules. Understand everybody gets dumped.
Oh,
understand you're not the...
I love that one.
Understand you're not the fittest person in the world.
Unless you are.
Yeah, unless you are. Start moisturizing.
Oh,
and
no,
hug a lesbian. And hug a lesbian.
Hug a lesbian, oh my God. So, wait, this is top 100 things you should do when you come out.
When you come out.
Oh my God.
So what would you guys add to this list?
Oh my God.
I think the first person you come out to should be like your maid of honor. Like they are in charge of throwing you your coming out party.
Your maid of honor.
I never got a coming out party.
You were supposed to have a coming out
you're
party.
Supposed to have a coming
well,
out party.
I never had a coming out party either.
I know somebody who his friends threw him a coming out party.
I had a quinceanera, but I did not have a coming out party.
I had a night of crying with all my girls.
You had a quinceanera.
No, I did not. I wanted one.
I always wanted a quinceanera so bad.
We'll throw you one.
Let's throw you one.
I think the first thing that someone should do is put on a wig and some makeup.
Oh, of course.
That was in their get to drag, like getting in the drag.
I was waiting to come out of the closet in a Gucci dress.
Uh-huh.
And 4 pounds of hair.
She came out of Gucci's closet.
Hello.
I say get an iPhone and fill it with nothing but pictures of Lady Gaga. That's what you should do.
Lady Gaga, and make sure to download Grindr.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Download Grindr. That's so true. You are 2.3 inches away from a man who wants you to. And you're looking around like,
Grindr is?
It's only 2.3 inches, you don't want him.
Grindr, how is that possible? I am at Carl's Jr.
Grindr, Amelia doesn't know what Grindr is.
I have no idea.
Grindr is an application on iPhone that you can look up. Like who's looking for men around you?
Like if you like if you're like out on the prowl,
she's a cougar.
You put your
I totally am.
You see if you're out on the prowl, you put your profile in the phone, and then when you turn on your phone, no matter where you are, it'll show other people who are looking for the same type of thing and
tell you how far away they are from you.
You've got to be. No.
It's like Craigslist with the GPS.
Yeah.
And Dina and I love to do it because we love pointing out people in the bar like, he's on Grindr and he's on Grindr.
You know if they're in the same bar as you.
Because you see their picture and then you see them.
Yeah. You see their picture?
You put the whole profile on there.
Whatever picture they chose to show you.
It's genius. Like if I had it on and
Apple
Mikey had it on.
Is insane. They come up with everything.
It's a separate guy.
It's a separate guy.
But it's on the iPhone, right?
Yeah, you get it on the iPhone. I wish they had it on the BlackBerry. They don't.
They should have a cougar application.
My instinct.
I am not a cougar anymore. I slept with a 40-year-old. They accused me of being a cougar because I've been attracted to the same age of a guy forever. And then I realized, okay, I'm not 23 anymore, so therefore maybe I should be attracted to olders. So I did. I had an affair with a 40-year-old, and it was flourless chocolate cake. Thank you.
That's hot.
It is hot. He knew exactly what to do. Knew exactly what to say. I'm like, what the heck am I doing with a 23-year-old?
And then he made you breakfast.
So I'm a recovering cougar.
Then he went back to his boyfriend.
Though that, Mikey, that is secret information. Mikey just spilled it.
I meant he went away on a trip.
With his boyfriend.
To a land called Schmoyfer.
Forever.
But he was sent down to me from Jesus to show me that I need to expand my box. Well, not my box. I mean, work outside of my box. Date outside of my. Oh, I'm dead. I'm putting my foot in my mouth. He was sent to make me date outside of my. Oh my God! On the air, I don't believe I just said that. That is so hideous.
Somehow, I believe that all the air went out of the room at that moment.
Oh my God, it's so hideous. Oh, Mom, I'm sorry if you're listening. My box is still a tiny little Tiffany, Mom.
It is baby blue, got its wraps of red, white satin
little
bow.
White satin bow on it. And little black letters that say Teddy and Company. Oh, my gosh.
So, speaking of Cougars, Cougartown was on this week.
I loved Cougartown. Did you see it?
I saw 5 minutes of it. What I saw was great.
First of all, I think Courtney Cox is so beautiful. I think she looks so good. The advertisements that are all around. Did you see the little benches that look like a realtor? I kind of thought it was real for a second. And then you're like, wait a minute, that's Courtney Cox. Oh, what a great little tie into the show.
It's wonderful.
She's a realtor on the show, and she's so beautiful. And it just pokes fun at. And it's not even like as the catty like you would think it would be. It's not like, oh, please. You know, it's kind of like really almost innocent in its delivery of, you know, they're getting older. Their body is not what it was. It's not that it's horrible, but and they're seeing all these hot young chicks out there, and they're like, and then the younger guys are into them. I say, hey.
I didn't know what the show was about. I don't know what officially makes a cougar. Obviously, it's somebody, an older woman who's younger men.
But that's true. But I guess, I mean, if you're dating an 18-year-old and you're 30, would that make you a cougar?
I'm asking you.
I think
there's an official age.
Really, Mama?
To be
what's
a cougar,
the age?
And this is what I've heard. I've heard it's 40.
It's over 40.
Oh, yes.
And he has
but
to be.
You have to
just,
register on the internet?
You know, that's just like folklore on the internet
right.
that keeps running around. And yeah.
Now, what's the age difference have to be, though? Like, if you're over, say you're 40, do they have to be, like, still in their 20s, or they have to be, like, 16, or what?
Oh, no, not 16. No.
Now that's illegal. Pedophilia.
I just flew in from Pedophilia, Pennsylvania. Oh, it was so cold there. I saw the Liberty Bell and everything.
Did they expand your box?
I bet you did.
There was a crack in it.
In your box in the bell.
In the front and in the back.
Oh, my God.
Amelia and I saw September issue last night. It was good. I don't want to say too much about it, Dina, because you want to see it so bad. But it was good.
I haven't seen it, and I'm still dying to see it. Okay, the thing that was peculiar or interesting to me was that one of the editors-in-chief was like, you know, I can't believe that Lauren Weiss, whatever her name, that wrote the book, would say things about Anna Wintour like that. And I'm hoping that it's going to give enough proof that she is a really big bitch.
It does. It doesn't.
Yay!
It doesn't to the point where, like, you feel sorry for everyone around her, but you can still tell she's a big bitch. But in the movie, wait till you see The Office, like Miranda Priestly's office compared to Anna Wintour's office, exactly the same.
Really?
Setup, exactly the same. Mm. Perfection, even the desk, the glass desk, like, yeah. And Starbucks, everywhere.
Oh, wow.
So, anyway. But with that said, you two have a show this Wednesday at M-Bar.
Actually called The September Issue, you know, doing a parody of that the film. We did a photo shoot, and the flyer looks like we're on the cover of Vogue. So since it's in September, that was what we called the show, The September Issue. And even Dina Martinez is on the flyer.
She is.
What? Where?
She's playing coy. And she's on the cover of Vogue on the flyer, too. Well, Dina is hosting this Wednesday, the Queers of Comedy, The September Issue, this Wednesday the 30th. At M-Bar, which is 1253 North Vine Street. Call right now. Make your reservations. I'm going to give the number real fast. 323-856-0036. Come out and laugh your ass off and watch the Queers of Comedy hosted by Miss Dina Martinez. We also have a special guest star, Miss
Tammy Jo Dearen.
She is flawlessly funny.
We love funny lesbians.
We love funny lesbians.
And funny trannies, Dina.
Is Tammy Jo... Is she
Yay!
The, she does the Paula Deen bit. Is that...
Does she?
I think so.
I don't know.
She's got like blondish spiky
yep,
hair.
Saw her.
Yeah,
hilarious.
She's really funny.
Hilarious.
She's really funny. So come to the show. Dina, are you excited about hosting?
I'm so excited. I'm very excited. I'm a little nervous today.
Don't be nervous, mama. You're going to do fabulous. Just make
them
laugh.
It's like, I don't want to get up there and accidentally piddle because I'm so nervous.
But that would be funny.
I'm sure someone's already done it.
I did. That would be funny, funny, funny. I'm excited. We're all excited.
I'm wearing pasties made out of the September issue.
I love it. Anna Wintour.
So Project Runway of you.
Thanks.
So what else are you boys?
I take natural things and make them into something fabulous. You are out.
You are out.
Oh, Tim Gunn got mad on the last Project Runway.
I didn't see it yet. No.
Oh. I don't want to give too much away. But
don't talk it.
Right
just
now.
Spill it.
So one of the designers, the whole thing was out of newspaper. And then, so
what do you mean the whole thing was out of newspaper?
They had to design it out of newspaper.
Oh, hasn't that been done before?
And so Tim Gunn comes in and says, this looks like arts and crafts. This is crappy. So designer scraps it and then tells everybody, including his model and all the judges, that the steamer broke and leaked on the paper and the paper ripped and everything. But there's like 10 other designers who are like, that's not what happened.
Oh,
you didn't. You never used the steamer. We don't
Wait,
have
who
a
was
steamer.
It? Who was this?
This was the little ex-meth
addict. It was
the
whiny alcoholic
oh, honey.
Yeah.
From L.A.
Skeech.
So Tim, when the guys voted off, Tim comes and is like, okay, you need to go pack up your stuff, okay? And the guy leaves. And then Tim's like, did you hear that, bitch? You know?
Oh, he said that?
And they're all like, oh, my. Well, he didn't say it like that. Oh. He said it very Tim Gunn.
I am
he
waiting.
Was like, what was that crock of shit that he was spewing?
I am waiting for Tim Gunn to crack, aren't you?
He was angry. You could tell.
I am waiting for him to just crack because he's too composed and too put together. I'm dying to see his apartment. I bet he doesn't even own a pair of jeans.
I just want to see him. I would love to see him freak out. I'm just
Me
sitting
too. I want to see
fantasizing about him just going off the wall.
I want to see him.
But he would never, he's the kind of guy who would never freak out and, like, beat you up. He'd snap his fingers and someone would come do it for him. you know.
I can see him taking off his jacket and nicely, you know, hanging it up and taking off his glasses and setting them down.
And then going nuts.
And you have no idea what's happening because you're just watching Tim Gunn just place everything perfectly to perfection.
The reason why my last name is Gunn is because... Come down. Double barrel.
That's the reason.
Oh, dear.
The return of the gun.
The gun. Check out these guns.
Okay, anyway, what else are you boys up to lately?
We're each doing a lot individually as well.
Last time we had you and Corey on, and we were just talking to... when the heck were we just talking to Corey? Anyway, that night that we ended up at Foo Bar, right, Dina? Yeah. Anyway, said that you guys had a lot going on, so talk about what individually
we have a lot individually going on. The Celebration Theater in Hollywood is doing once a month stand-up comedy, gay and gay-friendly, ran and hosted by Miss Sarah Taylor, who we love. She's the one who came up with that song, "I'm Attracted to Younger Men." I hope that doesn't mean that I'm a cougar. My favorite joke that she does, actually. But that next one is the 28th. Of October. It's always the last Wednesday of the month. And Mikey and I will be doing that one.
I think you're doing October.
And you're doing November. And then what else do we have coming up?
Well, speaking of Celebration, have you guys seen them do the WeHo show yet? They have a stage soap opera called WeHo.
Which is
my roommate was telling me about this, actually.
It's actually kind of
hysterical. Oh, my God.
Bel Air's in it.
And they've done 3 episodes so far. So now they're starting another run where on Friday nights they do the episode that they had last time, and then Saturday nights they do the new episode. So
you live.
It's really good.
It really is. It's really, really good.
Bel Air's in it.
It's so campy.
A bunch of people.
And so, so 80s. Night primetime. So,
and there's a guy whose sole purpose is just take his shirt off all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else can you want?
Yeah, it's WeHo with a twist of lime.
I'm like, can we send him my headshot now?
Yeah. It's like a gay up.
You should be in it. You should be like the Bel Air character. She plays like this like bitchy Joan Collins lady. You should be like her evil sister, Gina.
You be like, yay!
She's Bel Air. You could be like Beverly Hills.
Or totally.
Westwood.
Or Compton.
No. Oh my God, that's Bel Air's sister.
My name is Beverly Hills adjacent.
Or
she's been divorced. Say,
or now introducing our new character, North Hollywood. Oh, <that's...
laughs> affectionately referred to as No Ho.
Oh my God, that's my sister. No Ho. No, yeah, she's a ho. Oh my God, that's funny. But I'm fine. But I'm pumped.
No, really, she's my sister.
Vanderbilt. And all the gays and hopeless and we are like, we saw this. It was called Wicked.
Yeah, exactly. Except one of the ladies was green. She ain't green.
Why ain't you green?
Why ain't you green, bitch?
But she's pink.
When did everyone in WeHo become a cholo?
I know, right?
Why ain't you green, okay?
Why ain't you green, okay?
Need an essay.
Anyway, do you want to say anything for Corey?
We wish Corey were here.
Yes, he has laryngitis.
We can't seem to get it together to come all 3 of us on this show, but we will one day.
It's okay. You
we're
know
just
we
so busy.
Excited.
You know we love you
we
all
do
the
have
same.
Scheduling
and
conflicts
anytime
all the time.
Any of you can come on, you know you can.
Oh,
just
I love.
Call
we love
the
coming here. We
say.
We just laugh.
You're so welcome.
I wanted to ask you guys some questions.
Oh, hello.
Your show's called the September issue, right? Yeah. Is it based off the name of the movie, or you got some things from the movie as well?
No,
or?
It's actually based on what we do. Is we're kind of like. What would we thieves? No, what we do to capitalize on whatever's hot at the moment, we usually name our show something like that.
Do a
flyer and a poster so that when the last show was called Can You Keep a Secret? And that was when that movie Orphan was out.
And they all had
so we
their
all
own
looked
cards
like,
that looked like the
we
Orphan.
We looked like that. So this I time see. It was like since the press is really hot for September issue, we decided to name the show that and then do this whole like Vogue
Very
thing.
Cool.
And, but then, you know, you could always, no matter what, as a comedian, no matter what you do, you can find something to tie into always. Pretty much anything. So
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm glad we got to see
we
it.
We all did like say secrets about, you know, we like gave a secret, right?
Yeah. Last time we told except I didn't tell a secret about me. I just told everyone else's secret. So now nobody tells me their secrets.
She's like
anymore.
That girl from Mean Girls. Her hair is full of secrets.
Speaking of that, I just want to mention, did you guys see Jennifer's Body yet? We talked about it last week, but go see it if you haven't, because what's her face? Who is Karen in that movie? Uh-huh. She's amazing. Like,
really?
Amazing.
Anyway. Is it good?
Amazing.
Which one was Karen?
It was so good.
I cannot. Dina, what's her name? I cannot think of her
name.
Is
she the one whose boobs were like?
Yep. Okay. She and she was
yeah,
in.
For some reason, I can't remember right now. She's amazing.
I love it. I'm gonna go.
So, we've got about a minute left. Do you have any other questions?
No, I just thought that was, you know, just interesting about the movie. And I liked the movie a lot. I was not at all, you know, being from the Midwest. Very different for me. But it was cool because you just never know how they're going to portray women, like a woman in a power position.
Right.
And they automatically just think, you know.
Bitch.
Yeah. But she, but if it was a man, what would they think?
They
that
wouldn't.
He was powerful?
Mm-hmm.
Or,
exactly. You're so
I just
right.
think it's interesting to look at those kind of things and how they portray women in Cougar Town.
Right.
Just the value of women at different ages and different levels, and we had a lot great conversation
was,
about that last night.
Yeah, it was really good, and we almost went to see Fame, but Amelia was afraid that I'd walk in gay and I'd walk out super gay.
Yeah, yeah. See that? You know what?
He
that's
totally
what would
made
happen.
That up.
You should see it's playing at the Grove, and I work near there, and like anyone who's coming out of the movie, you're like pirouetting down.
No,
the, like,
there were people dancing out of the movie last
no,
night.
I know,
no
it's
lie,
crazy.
Not pirouetting, but very close. Pathetically trying to
How long
to
are you
what?
Here for?
A week.
Good, you're coming to
she'll
our
be,
show.
Oh, yeah, she'll be at the show, and then let's October or the 30th is yours. October 2nd is our big party at Fubar.
Which we can't wait. For.
Hopefully,
and also October guys, Oktoberfest is going to be at Mickey's, and it's one of the Equality Network fundraisers. So you guys have to make it to Mickey's on the 3rd.
Is that a Christian club?
It's Fubar on the 2nd, Mickey's
yes,
on the 3rd.
It is.
Well,
yes.
That's not too hard for us, trust me. That's
and
kind of our
it's
route.
It's right down the street.
What else is going on, Dina?
The 29th, our friends Rep Smith and the State of Law are going to be on Stuart Papp's Live from the Future.
And next weekend, I've got Sarah Hyland in the studio, and we've got to go. I'm Greg Potter.
I'm Dina Martinez.
Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dina and Greg Show with Dina Martinez and Greg Potter, only on LA Talk Radio.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.